Building Bridges. I'm Amy Rosenberg.
I'm Ken Nash.
And we are building bridges to the hundreds of people rallying in Times Square, New York, to protest against the latest violence by Israeli forces against the Palestinian worshippers at Al-Aqsa Mosque on April 7th, 2023. The crowd gathered Times Square, waving Palestinian flags and to condemn the violent raid and demand an end to Israeli attacks. The protesters criticized the silence of international bodies against the obvious crimes of the Zionist regime and demanded an end to the apartheid regime's attack on Palestine. Well, now Ken and I take you to the Free, Free Palestine rally.
Not another nickel!
My name is Wasim. I'm with the New Jersey chapter of American Muslims for Palestine. But this is a collective action and a collective effort of many organizations sick and tired of provocation against the Palestinian people. The issue is not rockets. The issue is apartheid and occupation. The issue is ethnic cleansing. Day in and day out, provocation against the Palestinian people, degradation, dehumanization. We're sick and tired, and we're here in the middle of New York City to make it clear that New York does not stand for it, and we are going to support and defend Palestine. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
I started by talking about the issue, and that issue that we identified is apartheid. The issue is settler colonialism. The issue is theft of indigenous land, murder, and marginalization of indigenous people. And we would be hypocritical to not acknowledge that today we stand on stolen indigenous land. That we exist in a country where an entire people had to suffer, were marginalized, murdered, removed. I'd like to invite our next speaker up, representing the United American Indians of New England, Jean Lou.
And as is our tradition, before we say anything about ourselves, we do recognize the land. This Manahata in Lenape Hoking, this place that has provided home for urban indigenous peoples living away from tribal homelands because of forced relocation into urban centers by act of this United States Congress in the 1950s. We stand in solidarity with all indigenous peoples here today and pledge our support to every initiative, but most especially today, for the exercise of freedom of religion by indigenous peoples. My name is Jean-Luc Perrit. I'm here representing United American Indians of New England. I send greetings from our co-lead, Matoian Monroe. And when I look out at these flags, I'm reminded of our National Day of Mourning, when all of our Palestinian siblings come to Plymouth and decorate the streets with these flags. So I thank you all. My solidarity comes from shared experience. My solidarity comes from experiences of 2 years ago when I was supporting a ceremony by indigenous women. These women fasted and prayed and danced for 4 days. On the third day, a couple of years ago, we were raided by the local sheriff's department. I just think of those women, especially those from South America, escaping the violence of land disputes in their own home territories, having to be held by gunpoint while they're holding their babies. This not only happens on your lands, but our lands too. So it is shared experience. And because of that, there is no act of resistance greater than the people exercising their right to worship where their ancestors have worshiped since time immemorial. And so we say, from Turtle Island to Palestine, free the land, free the people.
Next, I would like to welcome...
My name is Fidat Mohammed, and I'm here on behalf of the Palestinian American Community Center, which is based in Clifton, New Jersey. Thank you, everyone. A group of us have come here today in support of our brothers and sisters in Palestine, and to say that we condemn any attacks on Palestinians, no matter how big or how small these attacks are, and we especially condemn these attacks when they happen while Palestinians are observing a religious holiday such as Ramadan. The video footage and photos of the violence that have taken place in the last couple of days are a disturbing reminder of the dehumanization that Palestinians are constantly subjected to, especially in the month of Ramadan. No one should have to live in fear of worshiping their religion or existing on their own land. We see and acknowledge that these attacks are part of Israel's greater settler colonial, racist, and Islamophobic control of Palestinian life in every way possible. Although Israeli forces attack Palestinian worshippers annually in the month of Ramadan, we urge our community not to normalize this violence against Palestinians. As Israel's violence escalates and gets more extreme, our anger and vocalization against such incidents must get louder, and we cannot allow ourselves to become desensitized to such incidents. Normalization and desensitization only further allow the terrorism and brutality that Israel enacts on Palestinians to continue. Normalization does not only look like deals brokered by government officials, but it also exists internally in the ways that we do or do not respond to seeing Palestinians being beaten, attacked, and harassed. We ask our community to always be angered by any attacks on Palestinian people and continue being upset by these attacks. Keep sharing the truth about what is happening in Al-Aqsa and Gaza and all of Palestine, whether on social media or through conversations with the people around us. Do not go back to normal life after this protest and wait for the next big attack on our people to be angered again. Our people in Palestine deserve better. So please, continue to protest, continue to be angry, and continue to educate those around you about what's going on in Palestine. There are many organizations that you can reach out to, learn from, and advocate with, and these organizations have all the tools in place to enact change. We just need more people to engage with these tools and with these organizations. Remember, the people have all the power. We just have to awaken the power in the people. As always, our hearts and minds are with the people of Palestine today and every day. We send our love and strength to them and to the youth who constantly make us proud and inspire us in their fearless resistance. We uplift and support Palestinian resistance no matter what, and we want to remind everyone that when people are occupied, resistance is always justified. I want everyone to say that with me. When people are occupied, resistance is always justified. Until freedom.
When people are occupied, resistance is justified.
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 Come up to the stage, Sireen from MSA Marist College.
My name is Sireen Al-Jamal. I'm from Jimzu, Palestine. My family was forcefully displaced in July 1948 and again forcefully displaced in 1967 from Jericho, Palestine. I'm here today to read a poem called It Runs. It's about the resilience that I believe runs through every Palestinian's veins just from all the trauma that we've experienced, but there's beauty in that. And resilience runs through each and every one of us, and everyone here who isn't Palestinian by blood today, you are Palestinian for standing with us. In my bloodstream, through every capillary and every vein, I feel it burn. It runs. In my bloodstream, out of pride and out of anger, I feel it burn. It runs. from occupation and the trauma of my ancestors, I feel it burn. It runs in my bloodstream through every capillary and every vein. Out of pride and out of anger, I feel it burn. It runs. As you speak to me, but I can't hear, I feel it burn. It runs. As the blood rushes to my cheeks, I feel it burn. It runs. As my heart pounds from this fear, I feel it burn. It runs as the adrenaline courses through every capillary and every vein. I feel it burn. It runs. In my bloodstream, through weakness and through strength, I feel it burn. It runs. With rosy cheeks and hope heavy on my chest, I feel it burn. Resilience runs. As I throw my rock with all of my strength to combat the rifle that put a bullet in my brother's chest, I feel it burn. I run to reclaim my home with teary eyes. I feel it burn. I run. This land is mine, and your tank looks fine, but my rock will fly as I feel it burn. It flies to take back what's mine, because with some time, your tank will die, and my people will rise. Resilience flies. Thank you.
Free, free, free Palestine!
Free, free, free Palestine!
Occupation is a crime!
Occupation is a crime!
Free, free, free Palestine!
Free, free, free Palestine!
Occupation is a crime!
Occupation is a crime!
Free, free Gaza!
Free, free Gaza!
I'd like to welcome next to the stage Bill Doris with Struggle La Lucha.
75 years ago, on this very day, a gang of terrorists, Zionist settlers, invaded the village of Deir Yassin near Jerusalem and murdered 254 people, women, men, children. It is one of the many massacres that were done to create the so-called State of Israel, the racist entity called Israel, on stolen Palestinian land, to drive the majority of the people of Palestine from their homes, a Nakba. And since then, it has been one long, unending reign of terror against the Palestinian people, because Israel only exists to wage war and to oppress. Today, on the West Bank and in Jerusalem, more gangs of twisted, bigoted settlers to trying to complete the job of driving the Palestinian people from their home with the full might of the Israeli army and U.S. dollars and guns behind them. They are doing what the Ku Klux Klan and racist white mobs did in Rosewood and Thibodaux and Tulsa and so many black communities in this country that were destroyed. And just as the racists of the South target black churches, the Zionists are targeting Palestinian masjids and churches in the Holy Mosque of Al-Aqsa, where people are being denied the right to worship and attacked by police while they're trying to pray. And the U.S. government says nothing but signs another check. But 75 years of terror has not broken the resistance of the Palestinian people. In Nablus, in Huwara, in Jenin, in Al-Khalil, in Jerusalem, and now even in Umm al-Fahm and Haifa, people are fighting back, are resisting. How can a state the size of Israel carry on endless war? It can only do so because it gets endless money from Washington. And that's where our job comes in. We need to stop the funds. It's so many ways. It's $4 billion a year in military aid, tax-exempt donations that flow, is the U.S.-Israel Free Trade Agreement. So many subsidies, it comes out to tens of billions of dollars a year that prop up this racist entity that pay for the murder in Palestine. We need to build a movement in this country that demands money for jobs and health care and housing and schools, not for war, and end all aid to the racist state of Israel. End all aid to the racist state of Israel, because 75 years is too much. It ends now. It's coming to an end. We've got to end it, because Israel is a racist state built on lies, war, and hate. Israel is a racist state built on lies, blood, and hate. Free, free Palestine. Mobilize, organize. We'll come back with more people. Join us in Bay Ridge in Brooklyn on May 14th on the anniversary of Nakba. We've got to be in the streets again and again until this monstrous crime ends. Thank you. Free Palestine.
Free! Free Palestine!
Free! Free Palestine!
Free! Free! Free Palestine!
Free! Free! Free Palestine! Free.
Next, I would like to invite up to the stage with us from Jenin, Palestine, Sirin.
Salam alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Ramadan Mubarak to all of you. I'm here not to introduce Sirin from Jenin. I want you to know Iyad Sawalha from Jenin. This is my brother. Was arrested. This is the last time I saw him. I took this picture. 12 years old, brought to be a Palestinian. Wear all the time his sweaters made by my aunt of the Palestinian flag. He had spent 8 years in prison. He was released in 1999 with the Oslo Agreement. Within 2 years, in the sixth of Ramadan, he had wake up in the morning to have suhoor in Jenin. He never finished his food. The house was bombed. Iyad was killed. I watched like all American in CNN, his body peeling out of the rubble. I saw my brother full of his blood. That's the only time I saw him. It's not just that. I want to speak in behalf of all the Palestinians in Jenin and Nablus. I want to condemn the media when they said he's a terrorist. He's a freedom fighter. He's a freedom fighter. He's a hero. He spent all his teenager in prison without sentence. And when he was sentenced for a kid throwing rocks, he was sentenced to 120 years in prison. And when he was released for no crime he committed, he was assassinated within less than 2 years. I wrote a book, it's called My Land, My Brother. It's coming soon by Stanford Press. But I want to tell you, it's not just Iyad. My family all suffered in Jenin. My house was marched in by Israeli soldiers in August. Ask all my dad in wheelchair and my sister and brother to get out of the house without their clothes, barefoot, and was told the house where Iyad was born has to be teared down. Yes, they put bombs in front of my mom and dad and brother and sister eyes. Blow the house. Put the city under curfew. My family has to stay in the street for hours. Nobody could give them clothes or shoes. My sister begged the Israeli soldier for my dad's wheelchair. They says no. For his walker. They says no. They let him blow in front of our eyes. Yes, we have another house in Jenin now. I still dream of that house. I cannot dream with a new house. When people ask me, does your children look like you? I say, I don't have a baby picture to know that. My house was gone. My memory was gone. My family was sheltered all over. Years after Iyad was killed, another brother spent years in jail. Another sister spent in jail. Palestinian, like anybody else, we deserve to live in peace. We deserve. Iyad deserved to be married, to go to college. Iyad deserved to have children he could not have. Okay? All I see every time I'm watching the news, mother and a sister like me losing their brother, their family member. Yes, he died 20 years in Ramadan 6, but he's like yesterday. Every time I watch what's going on in Jerusalem and Jenin and Nablus, tears and memory come. The day I open CNN and listen to NPR saying Israel just assassinated another Palestinian terrorist, Iyad Sawalha. He's a hero. He lived all his life to see his country free. So free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
بالروح بالدم نبديكي يا فلسطين! بالروح بالدم نبديكي يا فلسطين! Yes, we need to talk to media. We need to talk to our politicians. Media, stop calling us terrorists. We're heroes. We're freedom fighters. I am from Nazareth, 1948. Became immigrant to Jenin, 1948. And now still, we're losing our home in Nazareth. We lost our home in Jenin. Where are we going to go? Yes, they killed one Iyad. But we have another three Iyad in our family. Three other Iyad in our family. And more to come. بالروح بالدم نفديك يا فلسطين. بالروح بالدم نفديك يا أقصى. Please talk to media. Talk to radios. Talk to news. We deserve to live like everybody else. We deserve freedom. This is our land. These are our children. They're not terrorists. Free, free Palestine!
From the river to the sea!
From the river to the sea!
Palestine will be free!
Palestine will be free!
Hands off Al-Aqsa now!
Hands off Al-Aqsa now!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free is what we deserve!
Fire, fire. All right, so what does it mean to get involved and work for Palestine? Being out here today and using your voice is critical. But there are also other things that we can do. I want everybody to get out your phones really quick. Open up your IG app, your Instagram app. And I want you to find AMP New Jersey on Instagram. AMP underscore New Jersey. AMP underscore New Jersey. On our IG page, AMP underscore New Jersey. You'll find our link tree in the bio. The first two things in the link tree are action items. Messages that you can share with other people and get them to take action. To say that we expect condemnation of the oppression of Palestinian people. And we no longer accept the funding and financing of the oppression of Palestine. I'm going to say it one more time. AMP underscore New Jersey. In our bio, you'll find our link tree. Check it out. Do the action items. Stay involved.
Zionists out of Palestine!
Zionists out of Palestine!
Free! Free Palestine!
Free! Free Palestine!
Free! Free! Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
I'd like to invite next one of the primary leaders and builders of American Muslims for Palestine, Soyin.
Wow, where people of all faiths, Muslim, Christian, Jewish, or even no faith, can live in peace, not under this Zionist occupation. This is the holy month of Ramadan. As usual, these Zionists don't let us celebrate this blessed month. They don't let people even pray. I don't know if you saw the images, people just praying them, pushing them, not even having the sanctity of prayer, or even going into the mosque, trying to have seclusion in the mosque. Even that, they have no sanctity. The U.S. government and Israel, how it pleads to them that they're always the victim. We really gotta bring that news out. We gotta wake up the people here. It's the American public, which we are part of. We have to educate them and show them that this is the country where our officials will get up on TV and say the only democracy in the Middle East or our only true friend in the Middle East. It's as if us Muslims, us Arabs, Palestinians are not even people, that we are animals and that we deserve to die. So we have a lot of work here in the U.S. that our officials are not going to move if us as people do not move them. And we're seeing the movement growing. People are starting to be educated. But it's going to be our job to put more pressure. And it comes from the people power. But if we stay quiet and we stay scared, they're going to start passing these anti-BDS laws, where you don't even have the freedom to boycott Israel, a country that was founded on boycott. Anybody hear of the Boston Tea Party? Yeah. What lunacy is this country of Israel, this Zionist state, this lunatic, terrorist, murderous state that has no legitimacy at all? Where just because you are not Arab, you are not Muslim, you don't deserve to be here. You can be shot dead right in the middle of the day. My village is 10 to 15 minutes from Jerusalem. We actually, before the peace, we were part of Jerusalem. After the peace, they made us part of West Bank. So my uncle, who's been there forever, can't even go to Jerusalem and pray. What kind of lunatic, apartheid, occupation state is this? It's going to be our job when leaders come to our spaces, whether it be a mosque or a church or synagogue, to see where they stand on Palestine, where they stand on something that's so black and white to see. It's not that complicated. You're killing people while they're praying. There's checkpoints everywhere. What country you see soldiers in army fatigue walking around? This is not a normal state. And our job is to create that awareness. Our job is to keep the pressure up. Our job is to stand in solidarity. I mean, Gaza has been under siege since 2006. Two borders. What kind of normal state is this? It's our job to create that awareness, whether it's colleges, whether it's at work, and put that pressure on our people that represent us. So when a person gets up in the media and stands, he looks like a clown for trying to defend Israel, for its lunatic Zionist regime stands. So we are here today to defend Al-Aqsa, create the awareness. We're right here in Times Square.
Free Palestine!
End the aid to Israel now!
End the aid to Israel now!
Cut all military aid to Israel now!
You've been listening to the hundreds of people that rallied in Times Square, New York, to protest against the latest violence by Israeli forces against the Palestinian worshippers at Al-Aqsa Mosque and the ongoing efforts to Judaicize the entire landmass from the river to the sea, which freedom fighters will not permit. Palestine will be free. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
I'm Ken Nash.
And we say cut off all military aid, cut off aid from the U.S. to Israel, and free Palestine. Thank you for listening.